File 3. Listening 2.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, vacations are big business these days, and one type of vacation that's becoming more popular with the 18 to 30 age group is the adventure vacation. With me in the studio is Kim Dawson, who's just returned from this kind of vacation, and she's going to tell us what's involved. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell me first of all why you were interested in going on an adventure vacation.
Well, I was bored of going on the usual sunshine vacation, you know, lying on a beach, sunbathing for a week. And so I wanted to try something different. I also wanted to learn some new activities. I'm quite sporty anyway, so I thought, why not try something different? And I knew I'd meet lots of people who are interested in the same kind of things as I am. There's nothing wrong with the friends I already have, of course. I just wanted to meet some like-minded people, too.
Sure. Where did you go on your adventure vacation?
Oh, I spent a long time researching that and changed my mind so many times. Australia is one of the most popular places for adventure vacations, mainly because there's so much you can do there, and I was very excited to go. But the price put me off in the end. Europe's great, too, but it's not cheap either. So I went for Alaska in the end. It's not too far away, and we saw some beautiful scenery while we were there. The weather wasn't great, but we sort of expected that.
Yes, I imagine. So, what was your favorite activity while you were there?
My favorite? To be honest, I liked everything we did, and we did so many things. I learned how to kayak. The fjords are just right for that. We had a few sailing lessons, too, and they were fun. Hard work, but enjoyable. One thing which was really great, though, was horseback riding along the coastal paths. Just miles and miles of peace and quiet and gorgeous ocean views. That was very relaxing.
Did you spend all of your time at the coast?
No. The vacation started off inland. We camped in the mountains and learned how to manage without all the modern conveniences that we're used to at home. Then we traveled to a completely different area and explored some national parks. It was only the last 4 or 5 days that we spent near the coast.
Was everyone able to manage all the activities they were asked to do?
Yes, they were, actually. And that's because we were divided into groups according to our abilities. The guides wanted us to push ourselves and try hard, but they were realistic about what we could and couldn't do. We had a big age range on the vacation, too, but we all had to try everything.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time, and thanks for sharing your experience with us here today.
Thanks.